Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And another week of high school football comes our way, and we've got a lot to talk about. We've missed a couple of weeks, and I know that we have missed you. I know our listeners have missed us as well. Blame the hurricane, and also for those people down in Florida, our thoughts and our prayers are with you guys.
And help is on the way.
Amen. Back here in Georgia, we had a hurricane week, throw things all in all sorts of disarray. Well, we get back to some normalcy, and so we'll be running down some high school football games from around the area. But before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right, so there, because of all this hurricane, there was a Monday night game that got played, and it was a big one. Pierce County and Appling County, and in my opinion, a breakthrough game for the Appling County Pirates. They knock off the Pierce County Bears 28-17.
Big win.
We'll see how that affects the Pierce County Bears in the next segment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking.
They should drop out based upon previous whatever. You never know with your things, though.
It's going to be a good one. Yeah. 2 weeks worth, right?
I reckon.
Okay. Northside Warner Robins, a bunch of region games going on. Northside Warner Robins and Houston.
I'll take the Eagles.
Not picking games. We're gonna write it in big bold letters right here across the wall. When you walk in, you'll be able to see it. Kip, do not pick games.
Okay.
Okay. Burke County at Benedictine. That's gonna be a really good game.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good game. Give me the Cadets.
The Camden County Wildcats, they truck up I-95 to take on the Richmond Hill Wildcats in a region game in the Battle of the Wildcats. Big game with big region implications.
Camden, you better win this football game. That's all I can tell you.
Valdosta at Lowndes. Valdosta in the concrete jungle, another huge region game. And, of course, there's all sorts of stuff implicated in that game over in Wintersville.
The Wintersville Classic, baby. That's going always is a good one.
And the winner of that will stay, you know, will give themselves a tie for the region lead.
Valdosta's going to win that one, by the way. Oh, that's right. You don't want pigs.
Lee County at Veterans. Thomas County Central at Tift. Boy, Tift has had a rough go in that region.
They were number one in your poll at one time. Mm. Yeah, throw that out there.
Lakeside Evans at Brunswick High.
Pirates need to bounce back after
they scored 50-something points.
They scored 56, but they're not too happy with the 39 that they gave up to Grovetown, so that's been addressed.
Speaking of Grovetown, they traveled to Effingham in Springfield.
That could be a good game.
Mm-hmm. The Glen Academy Red Terriers go up I-95 to the Corral to play the South Effingham Mustangs. The Red Terriers, boy, I didn't think I'd ever say this, but it is a dumpster fire right now. Four straight losses. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. The offensive coordinator just got fired. It is a bomb.
This Glen Academy team needs a win. In desperate fashion.
They sure do.
They need a win at the Corral this week. They need it.
Coffee at Bradwell.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yes. Ouch.
Statesboro goes to Greenbrier. Jenkins at Ware.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. Union Grove at Warner Robins. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets over at JC Stadium will host the Islands.
Ouch.
Islands, get ready. You're about to get blasted.
Ouch.
You're going to get wood-shitted at JC Stadium.
Ouch. That's going to be ugly.
Southeast Bullock at New Hampstead. They'll go and play one of the Savannah teams, but one of the good Savannah teams.
Yeah, Southeast Bullock's about to get beat.
Well, we'll see. Southeast Bullock needs it. That's for sure. Beach at Long. Calvary Day at Groves. You said ouch. There's another ouch. Savannah Christian at Johnson. Liberty at Savannah Country Day. That's an interesting game to me because I think it's going to be a measuring stick for Liberty to kind of see where they are, I think.
Or vice versa. Liberty's always got good athletes. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I'm anxious to see the outcome of that.
Dodge will take on Jeff Davis, Fitzgerald, and Worth County in Worth County.
Worth County's an improved team this year.
Yes, they
could be a good game.
Might be. Appling at Toombs, Brantley at Windsor Forest. That's going to be a game that I want to circle. Vidalia at Tattnall County, Turner at Charlton, Lanier at Clinch, Jenkins County at MCA over in the Ship. You might see MCA in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
They've been on a roll.
They sure have. Montgomery County goes to Portal, where dreams go to die.
Okay.
Dublin at Bleckley. Jefferson County at Swainsboro. Metter goes to Bryan County and wrapping things up. Claxton, the Claxton Tigers, will head to play Savannah.
Savannah High School. Once a proud football program.
Not
anymore.
Not so much. And to your point about the Glen Academy Red Terriers, not trying to pile on, but I do agree that you are 1,000% right. This is a game that, boy, you had better get.
Speed limit signs at Glen County Stadium just were changed to 55.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Here we go. Region play. Let's start, shall we? Valdosta and Lowndes over in the concrete jungle. Camden heads up to I-95 to take on Richmond Hill. Southeast Bullock heads east over I-16 to Savannah to take on New Hampstead. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets host the Island Sharks. Statesboro takes to the road to play Greenbrier. And the Glen Academy Red Terriers try to snap a four-game losing streak in the corral against South Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook, the Emerald Princess Casino, where your winnings just beginning.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. From henceforth, the New York Mets will be known as the New York Melts. Stetson Bennett, you are a one bad game away from handing the ball to Carson Beck. Missing person alert, has anyone seen Kyle Pitts? When Kansas has a real chance of winning your conference in football, it's time to reassess what you're doing. Maybe the Falcons receivers made Matt Ryan look better than he was. Oklahoma, you're a joke. You are going to get murdered in the SEC. Write this down. Auburn is beating... I just can't do it. Let's go Phillies, because no one wants to play the Cardinals in October, ever. Texas A&M, you should have kept someone. Watch out. Here comes Georgia Tech. Aaron Judge, congrats on your AL record 62 home runs. Come talk to me when you hit 73. Signed, Big Head. Trevor Lawrence is about to turn the Jags into a dynasty.
Yeah.
Come on, WWE. Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns. You have to do better. And these are my thoughts.
All this disrespect Georgia's starting to get, somebody's going to have to pay for that in the next few weeks.
What do you mean?
You're sitting here talking about quarterback change. You're sitting here contemplating picking Auburn to beat Georgia Saturday. See, this disrespect, it gets out.
Well, first off, I did tell you in the offseason that there was no way Stetson Bennett was going to get through the season as the starter for the Georgia Bulldogs. Carson Beck was going to get the football. Georgia's not going to waste him. I did tell you that in the offseason. So this isn't anything new as far as me just all of a sudden pivoting one second.
I don't understand trying to create a narrative that's not there. Maybe I'm missing something.
You,
I don't know.
You obviously
are. A narrative is not there. You know, I mean, it's almost like you're on First Take or something. You never know. Create a narrative.
Well, here's the narrative right now. Is the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Okay, so we didn't do this last week because of the hurricane, so I'm just going to run this down from last week to start with, okay? So at number 10 from last week, we had Calvary Day. 9, we had Ware. 8, Screven. 7, Vidalia. 6, Houston. 5, Fitzgerald, 4, Pierce, 3, Swainsboro, 2, Brunswick, and number 1 was Valdosta. Now, that's last week. Heading into this week, I'm going ahead and telling you right now, Pierce County, out. The Houston County Bears, out.
Okay.
Which means we may have 2 new entries. Coming in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 20-8 win over Atkinson County for the first time this season, the MCA Buccaneers come in at number 10. Get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Didn't they lose to Glen Academy, who you just referenced as a dumpster fire?
That's their only loss.
But didn't you call Glenn a dumpster fire?
I said the things that are going on at Glenn are dumpster fire-ish.
Well, that, okay. Number nine.
At number nine, getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, a former number one with a 50-21 win over formerly unbeaten Houston, the Lee County Trojans come in at number nine.
Kelly, somehow Lee gets back in the poll. Wow.
What do you mean, somehow?
Somehow. They're west of 75, by the way.
But they're right around.
30, 40 miles, but they're west. That's okay.
Well, whatever. Number eight, up two spots coming off of a bye, the Calvary Day Cavaliers move up from number 10 to number eight.
We have history that has been made. A bye team, actually for the first time ever, moves up instead of drops. Interesting.
At number seven, also coming off of a bye and moving up two spots, the Ware County Gators come in at number seven.
Even though they're the highest rated 5A team in the state in most circles.
At number six, a team that did not play last week. They were supposed to play South Effingham. Hurricane threw that all out of whack. At number six, moving up two spots, despite the fact they didn't play, the Screven County Gamecocks come in at number six. At number five, also moving up two spots, coming off of a bye themselves. At number five, the Vidalia Indians remain in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings and move up.
Move up. Okay.
At number four, coming off of a bye week, holding strong at number four, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane.
Tough game at Worth County this week.
At number three, they were supposed to play Irwin County last week. They did not end up playing that game due to the hurricane. At number three, holding strong at number three, the Swainsboro Tigers at number three.
Thank goodness they're thankful in Swainsboro that that game didn't take place.
I think Swainsboro won that game.
No, I don't.
I do. At number two, with a 56-39 win over Grovetown in a short week on a Wednesday, holding firm at number two, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Okay.
Okay, I thought you were going to...
Nah, okay. Man, a win's a win. You're 6-0, man. You got to be in some sort of rankings.
At number one, holding firm again yet another week, coming off of a bye week, the Valdosta Wildcats stay at number one. There you have it.
Wintersville Classic this week. Valdosta will beat Lowndes, so they'll stay number one next week.
I was going to say they might move up if they beat Lowndes, but there's nowhere to move up to.
They're number one.
They're already number one in the highest, most prestigious power ranking in the entire state. There's nowhere to go with up. There's nowhere to go. You're already up as high as you can go.
Swainsboro. You better thank goodness that they called that game off last week against Irwin County.
Let's recap, shall we?
Yeah.
Number 10, MCA. Number 9, Lee County. Number 8, Calvary Day. Number 8, the Ware County Gators. Excuse me, number 8, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. Number 9, Lee County. 10, MCA. 7, Ware County Gators. 6, Screven County Gamecocks. Number 5, the Vidalia Indians. 4, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. 3, the Swainsboro Tigers. At number 2, the Brunswick High Pirates. And your number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Again, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Screven County. I got to do some research on them. I'm not too familiar with them right now this season.
Well,
think highly of them.
As normal, I'm ahead of the curve on this. They're undefeated, by the way.
Okay.
They have not lost to anyone.
All right. We shall see.
And that's just, you know what? That's kind of the norm for the show. Like, I'm ahead of the curve. I'm telling you what's coming. You know, I did it with Metter. I did it with Calvary Day. So on and so on. I did it with Pierce County. When Pierce County got good, I sat here and I told you, hey, this is a good football team. And you said, rat. And then what happened? They ended up being a good football team. And then you said, oh, you know, they're a really good football team. Well, I told you that 2 years ago.
You say a lot of things on this show that don't come to pass. So we'll have to check the tape or whatever you like to say.
Check the receipts.
Check whatever. The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Coastal Real Estate, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Luxury homes on St. Simons Island and Sea Island, Paige Aiken Real Estate. A realtor that knows the market, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Paige Aiken is a seventh generation native of St. Simons, 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience. Create your own legacy and get your story started. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate, 912-258-6000, or online, paigeaiken.com.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
This is the part of the show where you just kind of hand the thing off to Kip Branch and just pray that he keeps it on the rails.
A highly rated segment of the show.
I don't know about all that. This is Kip Branch's butthurt segment.
Are you ready? 2 week hiatus on the butthurt list. It's back, though. Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason. The medical staff of the Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
Guys, we're talking about the well-being of human beings here. I mean, really? Are you serious?
It's the last thing the Dolphins needed. Don't forget, not very long ago, they were taking a lawsuit from Brian Flores for racial discrimination.
Yes, and didn't they get hit with some draft picks for tampering with Tom Brady also?
And also, they got hit with some fines for tanking games.
And now this?
Woo-hoo!
You saw Tua laid out on the field with his hands crinkled up just a week ago at Cincinnati? Really, guys? Then we come to find out that protocol wasn't followed 100%. Now you go and fire the doctor that used the doctor as a scapegoat. That's almost like firing an offensive coordinator when you're not winning games. Number four on the butthurt list. What's so funny, man?
Nothing.
Number four on the butt hurt list, the Auburn Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, are you trying to get Brian Harsin fired?
They're trying to save his job.
Are you trying to get him fired? You were up 17-0 against LSU at home last week.
Mm.
And you found a way to lose that football game.
That's what good teams do.
Should have lost to Missouri the week before if they could hold on to the football. You're trying to get Brian Harsin fired. And you know what? If you're so intent on getting him fired, the Georgia Bulldogs are going to put you out of your misery, Auburn fans, just this weekend, because they're going to take care of it for you, and you can start back at step one.
I really do want to pick Auburn because I think Georgia's ripe for an upset, but Auburn just doesn't have the talent on the roster.
Missouri saw to it that Georgia's not getting upset this weekend.
Well, maybe not this weekend, but we'll see going forward.
Number three on the butt hurt list, the Oklahoma Sooners. You're 3-2 back-to-back woodsheddings by Kansas State and TCU. You're going into the Red River Shootout, and neither Oklahoma or Texas are ranked.
Wow.
And you guys are talking about coming into the SEC.
For what?
And you can't beat Big 12 teams.
Kansas, Big 12 champ.
Kansas TCU, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. That could be for that could be for the Big 12 championship.
It probably is going to be. Well, you can't rule out Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's having a good run, but TCU and Kansas, college game days in Lawrence, Kansas this weekend, and it's
yes.
not basketball season.
Yes. Yes.
They are in Lawrence, yes. Kansas.
Yes.
Instead of Dallas in the Red River Shootout.
Do you think any of the executive producers said, you know what, this year for game day, we're going to go to Boone, North Carolina, and Lawrence, Kansas.
Kansas, and Bill Self's nowhere to be found. Wow. Kansas, reigning national champions in basketball, and the Kansas Jayhawk football team is undefeated. Speaking of a dumpster fire, number two on the butt hurt list, the Texas A&M Aggies. when will the boosters ask for their money back?
Well, they're not going to get it. They're actually going to end up having to pay him to go away. And you should have kept Kevin Sumlin.
The big loser here is CBS. You want to know why? Because they chose a prime time slot to televise the slaughter that's going to take place at Bryant-Denny Stadium on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Alabama is going to just absolutely stomp a mud hole
well,
at Texas A&M.
Hold on a minute now.
Even if Bryce does not play.
Well, that's where I was going. They don't have their starting quarterback going.
It doesn't matter. Who's Texas A&M's quarterback?
I don't know.
Who's their offensive coordinator?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess teams can win without an offensive coordinator now.
Jimbo?
I mean, he doesn't have an offensive coordinator. I mean,
does he call the plays?
I guess. Who's going to call the plays at Glenn Friday night? Number one on the butt hurt list this week.
Boy, you are persistent.
The New York Mets.
Like a dog with a bone.
The New York Mets are number one. June the 1st, you had a 10.5 game lead.
You can't call them the New York Mets anymore. Henceforth, they
the
were
Melts.
The New York Melts.
10.5 game lead on June the 1st. You come to Atlanta. You show up Friday night, and you start seeing the brows start beading up. The sweat starts pouring down your face. You get swept by a team that nobody wants to deal with in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you win 101 games, and what do you get? You looking at the 110 or 11 game winning Dodgers in the second round. If you can get by the Padres.
I was going to say, if you get that far, Padres are no pushover.
Padres won 90 games, I believe.
Something like that.
I mean, New York Mets. I knew deep down inside they were going to do it.
Of course you did.
I knew
it's
they
the
were going to choke.
It's the Melts. That's
all
what they
that
do.
Money. Jacob DeGrom, I had to leave the game with a blood blister after you giving up home runs. Max Scherzer giving up home runs. Dansby Swanson's hitting one out on every Met that they throw up
you
there.
You thought Chipper was at the plate.
I mean, Dansby Swanson, Met killer.
And Matt Olson hadn't done jack the whole season. All of a sudden...
Met killer. Everybody's a Met killer right now in the Braves lineup.
It was one of, I tell you what, it was one of the best moments I've had in my life. Granted, I wasn't there live. I wish I was. But I'm watching it on TV, and you got that, after the Braves complete the sweep, you got the Met sitting in the dugout doing the stare.
Just staring.
Like disbelief.
Like they're watching, somebody win a World Series, just sitting there with a blank stare. This really happened again?
How did this happen?
How did this happen, man? Those guys, they were up. We were up 10.5 games on them. Where did they come from? I mean, you should have thought about that down the stretch when you were losing series to the Marlins. I mean, think about it.
Are they number one?
Mets are number one on the butthurt list. You've got the medical staff for the Dolphins at 5, Auburn 4, Oklahoma 3, Texas A&M number 2. And the New York Mets, number one.
Well,
there's some train wrecks on here. There's a few train. Oklahoma's looking more and more like a train wreck. Brett Venables? Come on, guy. He's supposed to be a defensive whiz.
Oklahoma, the new Vanderbilt.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965. Or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty. Real estate with a personal touch.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A carrier, factory, authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Emerald Princess.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise online at theemeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook, the Emerald Princess Casino, where your winning is just the beginning.
And now it is that time that our listeners eagerly await each and every week when they're in need of just a little bit of extra spending cash. It is time for Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch to make their college football picks.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought you... All right.
I mean, people know by now what the deal is here.
Arkansas at Mississippi State. I like Mississippi State. I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. I think in the SEC West, it comes down to Alabama and Mississippi State. Give me the Bulldogs.
I like Mississippi State, too. Auburn's defense... I mean, Arkansas's defense, Auburn, Arkansas, put them all in a hat and shake it up. Arkansas's defense can't stop a dripping faucet right now.
Okay. Number four, Michigan at Indiana, Michigan.
Michigan.
17, TCU at number 19, Kansas. Maybe the fate of the Big 12 hangs in the balance. Give me TCU. Been here, done that. Kansas might be a little bit too big for them right now.
The glass slipper falls off Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas. TCU comes in and spoils everything.
Number 8, Tennessee at number 25, LSU in Death Valley. I like Tennessee, but let me tell you something. The Volunteers are not ready to go to Death Valley and win a football game. Is Tennessee better? Yes. Can Tennessee go beat LSU in Death Valley? They ain't ready. LSU scores the upset.
It's a noon kickoff at Death Valley. It's not a night game. This was the last game I circled. I don't know why, but I feel like Tennessee is going to light up the scoreboard on LSU Saturday. They'll figure out a way to win that game. And, oh, boy, the next week, the third Saturday in October, when Alabama comes calling in Knoxville.
If Tennessee wins this game, I'll be willing to write them in as contenders and not pretenders.
I believe they are contenders now.
All right.
But we'll see. We'll find out Saturday.
South Florida at 24, Cincinnati. Give me Cincinnati.
Yes.
Texas Tech at number 7, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State might be the Big 12's best chance.
It's not Oklahoma. It's not Texas. So give me Oklahoma State.
Same. Utah at number 11, Utah at 18, UCLA. I'll take the Utes here, putting UCLA back to earth a little bit.
Yeah, I'll take Utah. I like the way they're built. They're a good football team.
Boy, number 2, Georgia will host Auburn, and it's a good thing they're hosting Auburn because Auburn's not very good, and I'm telling you, Georgia is primed to get upset, and if they were playing anybody good, they might get upset at home, but Auburn just doesn't have the horses to get it done. Georgia wins.
Yeah, Georgia's going to beat Auburn. They've beaten Auburn 5 in a row, probably, 9 out of their last 10. So, yeah, Georgia's about to beat Auburn once again.
Number 9, Ole Miss at Vandy. Give me Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
21, Washington at Arizona State. This will be a close game. Washington gets it.
I'll pick Washington.
Number 3, Ohio State goes on the road to play the Michigan. Play Michigan State.
Michigan State's not very good this year. Ohio State goes in there and punches them in the mouth.
Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
The Spartans knock off the Buckeyes
an
upset.
No.
Take it to the bank.
No way that's happening.
Washington State at number 6, USC. USC holding strong for the Pac-12. They know they're it. They're being able to hold fort so far. Give me USC again.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take USC.
Well, what am I holding on for? You just did that for effect?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 16, BYU goes to Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame to upset
I got Notre
BYU.
Dame circled as well. I think they're going to beat BYU. The Irish earn their way to like a Texas Bowl or something down the stretch.
Number 20, Kansas State at Iowa State. Don't be shocked if Iowa State wins this game, but give me Kansas State.
I'll take Kansas State.
Number 5, Clemson goes to Boston College.
Clemson.
The Eagles knock off the Tigers.
No.
Boston College upsets Clemson.
Not happening.
Okay. Have your phone on you.
I will.
South Carolina at number 13, Kentucky. I really like Kentucky. I really thought Kentucky was for real. They will win this week at home against South Carolina because Spencer Rattler is going to throw a couple picks.
South Carolina is a bad football team. I don't know any other way to sugarcoat it. They are a bad football team. That is a team that needs to fire their offensive coordinator. That is true.
Army at number 15, Wake Forest. Give me Wake Forest.
Yes, Wake Forest coming off a win over Florida State.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. Texas A&M at number 1, Alabama. Remember a couple of years ago I told you the last time Texas A&M went to Alabama, they knocked off the Crimson Tide, upset Nick Saban and his crew. Texas A&M under all sorts of turmoil. They're trying to find answers offensively. They've got a new quarterback going that they say brings things to the table the other guy didn't. Well, why isn't that guy playing? It's my question. They go into Tuscaloosa, Kip, and the Texas A&M Aggies get beat by 40.
Yeah, they're going to get hammered. All that big talk, Jimbo. Yeah. Okay.
Florida State at 14, NC State. Give me NC State.
Yeah, me too.
Number 12, Oregon at Arizona. I don't care. Give me Oregon.
Me too.
In the SEC, the only SEC game that doesn't have a ranked team, Missouri at Florida. I'll take the Gators by a lot.
I'll take the Gators. I think Missouri last week, they had Georgia on the ropes, couldn't get it done. I think they're spent.
They had Georgia Morton on the ropes. They had them dead in the water. 10 points in the fourth quarter.
Had them on the ropes and couldn't get it done.
And then Georgia took the ball out of Stetson Bennett's hand and put it in the running back's hand. They found a way to win. Louisville at Virginia in the ACC. Give me Virginia.
Stetson threw for over 300 yards, by the way, last week. I'll take Virginia as well.
Virginia Tech at Pitt. Give me Pitt.
Pitt.
North Carolina at Miami. Give me the Tar Heels.
I'll take the Tar Heels as well.
Duke at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech starting to get things back together. They look a lot better now that the other guy is gone. Hashtag firing. Duke at Tech. Give me the Yellow Jackets at home in front of the millions of Georgia Tech fans at the Dodd.
I'll take Duke.
I was waiting on a comment.
I don't have anything. What I need to say about Georgia Tech.
Georgia Southern at Georgia State. Huge rivalry game. I'll take the Panthers at home.
I'll take the Eagles on the road.
North Alabama at my alma mater up in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw State Owls host North Alabama, and Kennesaw State gets it done. They win.
Barely, but they get it done.
Well, barely. I mean, you know, Kennesaw State's a good football team. They've had a couple of setbacks so far. But they'll get it together.
They better.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village, wine bar, and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Normally, this is that part of the show where we're going to run down NFL stuff, give you over-unders and lines, but this week we're not going to do that, and the reason we're not going to do that is because of the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, the Braves, NL East champions for the fifth year in a row. And
nine more, and they'll catch that record.
Brian Snitker, we were just talking about maybe a couple of years ago after that playoff debacle against the Cardinals, if you remember.
I do.
We were talking about, is he the right guy for the Braves? A World Series ring later, a couple of additional NL East championships later, that talk's gone.
Can't win the big one, can't handle the bullpen. Right? That was the knock.
Oh, that's not the knock anymore.
No. No. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Emerald Princess.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection of in-town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brrr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
So this is what I know. I know that the Atlanta Braves are bracketed to get the winner of Philadelphia and St. Louis. Gosh, I wish somehow, some way, that we would have the opportunity to get San Diego. Because I feel like, while San Diego is no pushover, I feel like that probably of all the teams that are in the National League, San Diego is probably the least best.
I'd say the Phillies are.
But the Phillies scare me because of Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler owns Atlanta. So you're afraid that if the Phillies get in and they've got those two guys in a five-game series, I'm afraid of that. But then on the other side with the Cardinals, don't nobody want to play the Cardinals in October ever for any reason.
What did the Phillies beat the Cardinals?
Well, then Atlanta would have to deal with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler.
Yeah. Well, at least you're dealing with somebody that you know.
I suppose. I guess if you're giving me the choice of Philadelphia and St. Louis, who would I rather play? I'd rather play Philadelphia because St. Louis, I don't care what their record is. Anytime you play the Cardinals in October, buckle up.
You better buckle up, but it, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I understand the fact that the Cardinals probably are favored against the Phillies. But out of that, those two in that series, the team I would rather face least would be the Phillies in the next round.
You'd rather face the Cardinals?
Yes.
With MVP, most likely MVP winner Goldschmidt?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you and I differ. Now, I will tell you this. If they were playing a three-game series, I'd much rather play the Cardinals in a three-gamer. But it being five, look, we've got Max Fried. We've got Kyle Wright. We've got Charlie Morton to be able to offset Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. But Aaron Nola hasn't been that great this season, but Zach Wheeler has owned the Braves.
You got to look at who plays who. Now, the NL East, I mean, you've got the Phillies and you've got the Mets and you got the Braves playing each other 18, 19 times a year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your record is going to reflect playing all those good teams. I mean, the Mets and the Braves had good years. The Phillies, you know, a wild card team, two wild card teams out of NL East.
Good point.
And you look at the NL Central and you got the Cardinals. Nobody else made the playoffs out of that division. You got the Pirates. You got the, the Reds, and you got the Cubs, and, you know, the Cardinals fattened up on those guys this year.
Well, that's a fair point. I'm not disagreeing with the point you're – because I get the point you're making. I'm not disagreeing with that point because I think you're 1,000% right. Who's the better team, Cardinals or Phillies? The Phillies are better. Despite the fact the Cardinals are division winner, the Phillies are the better team.
You think the Cardinals like having to face Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola in a three-game series?
I mean, no. But, you know.
Who's going to go against Nola? Wainwright in game one, probably? I haven't seen the rotation.
Well,
yet.
I haven't seen the rotation either, but I don't know if the Cardinals are going to be jumping beside themselves to get Wainwright a postseason start. Down the stretch, I think over the last 2 months of the season, he finished with an ERA over six.
Struggled a little bit.
He did. So I don't know that the Cardinals – I mean, it's weird to hear to say, do the Cardinals trust Adam Wainwright in the postseason?
Yes, they do. And he's the kind of guy that, regardless of what's happened – he's a big-game pitcher.
I agree. Remember last year he got that start in the postseason and nobody thought he was going to, you know, and he went out and pitched a gem because he's Adam Wainwright. It's the postseason. It's what he does.
Don't count out the San Diego Padres.
And see, that's the thing. Over on the other side, you made a joke about it, but you're right. The 100-win Mets are in the wild card round. And for their troubles, if they get past the Padres, which they probably will, they'll have the 111-win Dodgers waiting on them.
Padres can hit the baseball. They got a good lineup. And, you know, they got some decent pitchers. Darvish and those guys had good seasons. But who right now wants to play the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Nobody wants to play the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, unless you've got to go through them to get to the World Series. But in the early round, no.
That's a big rivalry out in California, Padres and the Dodgers.
Well, I just want to throw this out there, too, right? The Dodgers got 111 wins. And, you know, the Mets have 101 wins. And so the Dodgers are going to be ready for them in the next round, but the next round's only three games. So when you're the Mets and you look at your rotation and you've got Scherzer and DeGrom and that other guy that pitched against the Braves in that series who wasn't that bad, I mean, their pitching is going to be able to help them. I mean, their pitching is going to be right on par with the pitching of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're not going to get outpitched in that series if they get to L.A.
No. I mean, the Mets, though, Mets and Dodgers could be if those two end up playing, that could be a great series with all those pitchers.
Do the Mets and the Dodgers, if they get there, do they go all five?
Yes.
You think?
I think so.
Hmm.
And I think that's an advantage for Atlanta if the Braves can get past who they're playing. You got to think Fried, Morton. I think the Braves are a threat to beat anybody in three games in the second round the divisional series.
I mean, I think everybody's in agreement. The two best teams are the Braves and the Dodgers, and that's who everybody wants to see in the NLCS, to see who gets to go play the Yankees in the World Series.
But if the Dodgers have to go five with, say, the Mets, and the Braves make short work of whoever they play, they probably can reset their rotation, and the Dodgers may not have that luxury.
And don't forget that in that round there, that round of five, the Braves are going to probably get Ozzie Albies and Spencer Strider back, so they're going to be even more healthy than what they already are now. So I think that's a big deal.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Here we go. Region play. Let's start, shall we? Valdosta and Lowndes over in the concrete jungle. Camden heads up to I-95 to take on Richmond Hill. Southeast Bullock heads east over I-16 to Savannah to take on New Hampstead. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets host the Island Sharks. Statesboro takes to the road to play Greenbrier. And the Glen Academy Red Terriers try to snap a four-game losing streak in the corral against South Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your chance to win big. The Emerald Princess Casino. Hop aboard and enjoy Vegas-style gaming action and your chance to win big. All sorts of big-time fun on board the Emerald Princess Casino. Slots, blackjack, poker, roulette, dice, and more. Daily casino cruises Thursday through Sunday to fit your busy schedule. Book your cruise now online at emeraldprincess.com. Look for specials on Facebook. The Emerald Princess Casino, where your winnings just beginning. We'll be right back.